Blessed be God, Creator, Savior, and Advocate, who journeys with us, whose justice and compassion endures forever. Amen. Let us pray. God the Encourager, God the Compassionate, God the Merciful, Holy, Blessed, disturb us, rouse us from our sleep, lift us into consciousness of your presence. Change us, move us, mold us for the better, so that at the sound of your voice, at the call of our name, we will never be the same. May our worship do this and so much more. In the name of Jesus, amen. You may be seated.
A reading from Psalm 50. The Mighty One, God the Most High, speaks and summons the earth from the rising of the sun to its setting. Out of Zion, the perfection of beauty, God shines forth. Our God comes and does not keep silence. Before God is a devouring fire, all around God a mighty tempest. God calls to the heavens above and to the earth in order to judge God's people. Gather to me my faithful ones, who made a covenant with me by sacrifice. The heavens declare God's righteousness, for it is God who judges. Holy wisdom, holy word.
Chaplain Brian and Chaplain Siri invited me to speak today. I'm grateful to them and to Chaplain Grady for this opportunity. Today's scripture presents us with paradoxes. It reminds us that God will come to judge God's people. That is a cause for both anxiety and hope. The gospel, however, informs us that we are saved from God's judgment of condemnation. So we are both already saved and subject to judgment. Our response to these paradoxes should be action. We should commit ourselves as a community to improving how we live out Gustavus's core value of justice on matters of race at this particular time in Black history, both on and off campus. Today's Daily Sabbath topics are justice, diversity, equity, and inclusion under the theme, A Celebration of Black History Month. After reading today's scripture, I immediately focused on justice. Today's scripture is a psalm that Old Testament Jewish people actually sang in worship. My study Bible states that the 50th psalm is a, quote, liturgy of divine judgment that was, quote, sung only on special occasions, like maybe during Black History Month. So the Jewish people knew that God would hold them accountable, and not just individually, but collectively. And we know that God will hold us as a community of believers accountable too. Here's the scary part of that. God's going to hold us accountable, and since we know that we've fallen short of God's expectations for us, we're in trouble. We need look back no further in Black history than just the 3.5 years that our current seniors have been here at Gustavus to see that we have not always done justice. We have not always loved kindness, and we have not always walked humbly with our God. Here is the reassuring part. Our knowledge that God's going to hold us accountable gives us hope when we feel angry and frustrated that justice hasn't been done and maybe won't ever be done. This is not the first time that African Americans have felt rage and despair after seeing those who committed violence against us go unpunished. If Twitter had existed in 1963, there would have been a hashtag Who Shot Medgar Evers? The challenges that African American students face at Gustavus today are not unprecedented either. After watching E Pluribus Gustavus at orientation last fall, I thought to myself that being black at GAC in 2014 looks like what I remember about being black at the University of Michigan in 1983. African Americans have survived a difficult history in America, in part because we were sustained by a faith that somehow, some way, someday, God would intervene and bring justice. And what inspires me most in our history is our collective ability to hope for a better day and to believe that it will eventually come, despite the existence of evidence, sometimes substantial evidence, to the contrary. So what does this mean for all of us? First, we must remember that we are part of the, quote, faithful ones who made a covenant with me by sacrifice, who God calls out for divine judgment in today's scripture. Through Jesus, we are in the same covenant relationship with God as the Jews who sang Psalm 50. All of it, the scary part and the reassuring part, applies to us. We should also remember that Psalm 50's divine judgment is of the faithful ones, plural. We live out our personal relationships with God as part of a community of believers that God will hold accountable for its collective actions. We are called not only to act justly toward others who claim a racial identity different from our own as individuals. We are also called to expect that racial justice is done everywhere, to everyone, within our community. Black History Month reminds us of just how far we can fall short of God's expectations for us when we don't do this. But it also gives us a vision of what is possible when we do. If you ever doubt the impact that a multiracial community of believers can make on issues of racial injustice, read the history of the Underground Railroad. We should be a people of hope. We should trust that justice will ultimately be done, no matter what the results are in the moment, because God, who is faithful and just, will hold us accountable. Many people in the Gustavus community, including people who claim a racial identity other than African American, continue to be angry and frustrated about Ferguson, about Staten Island, about Trayvon Martin. And many among us feel despair when larger systems that perpetuate economic and social injustices against African Americans continue to go unchanged, and when personal microaggressions still occur. When that anger, that frustration, or that despair wells up inside of us, we are called to remember that God will hold us all accountable and that God will do it on God's time, not ours. Later on in Psalm 50 at verse 21, God says to the Jewish people, after listing all their sinful acts, quote, "These things you have done and I have been silent. You thought I was one just like yourself, but now I rebuke you." Finally, we should act. The Jewish people who sang Psalm 50 didn't know the gospel message that we are saved from God's divine judgment through the mystery and the miracle of Jesus' death and resurrection. We do. The scary part of Psalm 50 really shouldn't be so scary for us. We have been saved. In response to that good news, Martin Luther established a theology which told his community of believers not only that they are saved, but that they are saved entirely by God's grace and not by anything they could do to earn salvation from God's judgment. Luther believed that since we no longer have to worry about earning our salvation, we are free to pick up our crosses and follow Jesus. At this particular moment in Black history, improving the way we live out Gustavus' core value of justice in our interactions with all who claim the racial identity Black, in whole or in part, within our campus community or outside of it, that is a way to do what Luther would have us do: pick up our crosses and follow Jesus. It would be ironic if we at Gustavus, this proudly Lutheran college, fail to do that. We have a mandate from the gospel and a guiding theology that both enable us and call on us to work for racial justice. God will hold us as a community accountable for how we respond. On God's time, not ours. And since we don't know exactly when God will come to judge our community of believers, let's not put off the difficult task of improving the way we live out Gustavus's core value of justice on matters of race. Let's get started right now.
Please stand. Gracious God, send us forth this day with minds that are filled with sacred curiosity and